Aspects of Granger tomorrow evening at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3. 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Thank you. The Tiptons Saxophone Quartet with Jessica Lurie's composition called Impish. And welcome to the last Late Junction of the working week. Don't forget, though, that you can catch up with anything you've missed for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website. The Colombian megastar Joy Arroyo died in July at the age of 56. This salsa is probably one of his best-known songs, Rebellion, the brave Afro-Colombian spirit under slavery.
Quiero contarle, mi mano, un pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero, y dice así.
Oh,
Meredith Monk and voices, with John Hollenbeck playing percussion and Bohdan Hilash playing various sorts of flutes. Particular Dance was the title, and they followed Joy Arroyo and his group La Verdad and a song called Rebellion. And a song now from the excellent new album by Sam Amidon. This is another gem from the Bedroom Community label. It's an old ballad about a man who murders his brother, confesses all to his mother, and then flees the country.
How come that blood all over your shirt? My son, come tell him to me. It is the blood of my gallant grey hawk who flies across the field. Got a grey hawk's blood and was never so red. My son, come tell him to me. It is the blood of my gallant greyhound who haunts the woods with me. Got a greyhound's blood and was never so red. My son, come tell him to me. to me. It is the blood of my gallant gray mare I used to ride so gay. Got a gray mare's blood and was never so red. My son, come tell unto me. It is the blood of my own dear brother whom lately I have slain. What did you and him fall out about? My son, come tell unto me. By cutting down yon hazelnut tree. What are you gonna do when your daddy finds out? My son, come tell him to me. I'll set my foot in yonder ship and I'll sail across the sea. What are you gonna do with your pretty little wife? My son, come tell him to me. She'll set her foot in yonder ship and she'll sail along with me. And what are you gonna do if your children free? My son, come tell them to me. We'll be right back.
Tuven band Hun Hör Tu from the album 60 Horses in My Herd. And Sam Amadon just before them and the ballad How Come That Blood, and that comes from his recent CD I See the Sign. Sam's at Cecil Sharp House in London, by the way, on the 18th of October. And if you're in Ireland, he's in Galway tomorrow night. Nico Muley played the piano on that track and Shahzad Ismaili percussion and mini Moog. Sound recordist Chris Watson has a new CD out on Touch next month. It's an oral exploration of a train journey across Mexico. Exquisite sounds which really capture the feel and the spirit of his experiences. I wanted to know more, so I gave Chris a ring.
The spending a month on this train travelling across Mexico was remarkable. And actually, it's a journey that has now passed into history, so you can't actually make it. I travelled from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast, right across Mexico, so travelled through the geography and landscape of Mexico on board a train, which was just such a privilege, and living on board the train. So I was really totally absorbed and immersed in that sort of railway environment. It was just fantastic, and the sounds in particular really overwhelmed me because I was living with them and actually sleeping on a train, which I've done on a few trips. You really do absorb this rhythm and you become part of it. And so I knew as I was doing this originally it was for a television documentary, and as I was doing it, I realised I wanted to do something else with the sounds and other than just have them included in this documentary, because they were so important to me. I had this great emotional attachment to the journey because it was also one of the last journeys of the state railway system. And after that, the system was privatised. At the same time, this is 12 years ago, at the same time, our system was being privatised, and Mexico ended up with about the same mess that we did, and so I felt that this was one of the last great journeys that could be made across Mexico, and now indeed it's gone, it's passed into history, so hence the title of Tren Fantasma, the ghost train.
The track we're going to hear is El Divisadero, which actually means a viewing point. So is this is an oral view, or is it an actual viewing point?
It is actually. This is in the Copper Canyon, which is an astonishing place in sort of north and west of Mexico, larger than the Grand Canyon, but not as well known. And the train line used to pass through the desert floor, but I started off recording at the station and then went up the side of the Copper Canyon to view this the track and the train almost from this sort of bird's eye perspective or eagle's eye perspective looking down. But when I was there, I could still hear this incredible sort of techno rhythm of the train, even from a great distance. I think it must be something about the acoustic properties of the canyon. So I started to make recordings there and then go back down and get closer and closer. And the other thing, of course, is that, magical sort of romance of the train horn heard from a distance and then close up, which sort of morphs, sounds very organic and animalistic to me, but then sort of morphs into this, blends with the tone of the rhythm of the rails on the track. So, yeah, it's one of my favourite pieces, sort of painting those sounds. It always conjures up an image of the Copper Canyon and the acoustic power of that place.
Thank you.
Stunning. El Divisadero from a new release from Chris Watson on Touch, which is out next month. El Tren Fantasma, the ghost train, charting a journey across Mexico from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. Still in Latin America, the Colombian ensemble Cimarron explore the traditional joropo music. Their name means wild bull, but actually they're energetic and elegant. Nashville-based Bridget DeMeyer and a song called This Fix I'm In, following the elegance of the Colombian group Cimarron. One of the most memorable concerts I heard at the Bergen Jazz Festival, Natyaz, a few years ago, was a collaboration between The Thing and the Italian trio Tzu. Frontline hardcore music. This is Tzu in gentler mood, though, joined by the Chicago-based cellist Fred Lundberg-Holm. Fortress Against Shadow.
Thank you.
Part of Pierre Boulez's Le Marteau sans Maître, played there by Lontano, directed by Odeline de la Martinez. And you can immerse yourself in Boulez's music at London's South Bank this coming weekend. Exquisite Labyrinth is the title of the festival, and it runs from Friday to Sunday. Björk just before, and Virus, and Tzu to begin with, a trio from Italy, a track from them called Fortress Against Shadow. Samba Touré is a guitarist from Mali, which is where his album Crocodile Blues was recorded. And from that, this is a rather hypnotic track called Alabina.
Fafai jahin kayo, ibo koinga chera gabi. Godam Jujuma, Baba Kaya Hayaga. We'll find a Wadime, Wadime Sibori, Alabina, Alankana, Alabina, Erpaima Wayer Gajari.
Samba Touré from Mali and a song called Alabina. You'll find details of all the music I'm playing this week on the Late Junction playlists. You'll find them on the Radio 3 website. And if you want to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. During my recent trip to Norway, I visited the Literature House in Oslo, where I found the trumpeter Mathias Eik collaborating for the first time with the poet Runa Christiansen. They'd never done anything together before and both seemed a little wary, but once they got into it, it was absolutely gripping. Mathias is no stranger to film and theatre, though. The voice of the trumpet represents the dead father in the music Zbigniew Preisner wrote for the play Das Begräbnis, The Funeral by Thomas Vinterberg and Morgan Zrukov. So Mathias here finds the sadness and the disturbing edge that the drama really needs.
Thank you.
Preisner's brooding music for the play The Funeral. Matthias Eick playing trumpet with the Symphonic Orchestra of the Galicia Philharmonic. Another from Sam Amidon now. He's joined here by Beth Orton in a children's singing game which Sam had heard as a child. Oiseau Triste from Ravel's Miroir, played there by Oksana Shevchenko. And she followed on from Sam Amadon, joined by Beth Orton and Joanna the Roadie. I spent some time talking to the turntablist Philip Jack at the Punkt Festival earlier on this month. What an inspirational person. So I thought I'd end Late Junction this week with a track from his CD, An Ark for the Listener. Jess Nelson's here in this slot on Monday night, and he's going to be playing new generation artist, the sax player Shabaka Hutchings, recorded at the City of London Festival, and I'll be back with Late Junction on Tuesday night. Until then, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. A concert now from Sweden, given last summer in the Berwald Hall in Stockholm. The Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nikolaj Tsnider. At the centre, mezzo Karen Cargill joins the players for Berlioz's Summer Nights, Nuit d'été. And Beethoven frames the concert. It closes with his Fifth Symphony and opens with his overture, Leonora No. 3. Less an overture, this, and more a tone poem, and a vivid one at that. We hear Floristan in his dungeon, Leonora's heroism in trying to gain access to her husband, and then the offstage trumpet announcing the arrival of the Minister of State just in time to prevent Floristan and Leonora being murdered.